Matt Jones joining us, WholeHogSports.com, covering Razorback baseball. And as we get into the final three games of the season, Matt, how would you describe where Arkansas sits in the SEC West race?
Well, in the West race, they're in third place going into the final weekend. They're 2.5 games behind LSU. Yeah, I think they're 1.5 behind Mississippi State. The interesting thing for Arkansas is that the Tennessee series a couple of weeks ago, when they lost a game due to rain, I'm talking about had a game canceled due to rain, that could end up being really big for them, or it could end up hurting them, depending on, you know, who ends up where in the standings. Let's say they were to sweep the series this weekend, it could help them be a half game in front of somebody, or, you know, maybe it could cause them to be a half game behind. But basically, the only way they can win the West is to sweep this weekend against Texas A&M and have LSU lose its series to Mississippi State, but not have Mississippi State sweep LSU. And so it's kind of a very fine line for them to win the West. I don't think winning the West, though, Bo, is really got to be the focus right now. I think the bigger thing for this team is to go down to College Station, win the series, improve their RPI, and get themselves into a better position to host an NCAA regional here in a couple of weeks.
So where are they, best as you can tell, your estimate on that front with the regional, national seed, potentially a super regional if they're fortunate enough to win the first round?
Well, there's a handful of things to watch. They're 18th in the RPI right now, and RPI is not the end-all, but it is. It does carry a significant weight in the NCAA selection committee's eyes in the 16 teams that get to host. Something to keep an eye on is that Missouri State is 14th in RPI right now. They've really done well since Arkansas went up there and beat them in Springfield back in, I think it was April. But they've got another scheduling issue on the first week of the NCAA regionals, same as happened 2 years ago when they couldn't host the Super Regional against Arkansas. The Springfield Cardinals are going to be in the stadium. And so unless something is happened that I'm unaware, I don't think Missouri State's going to be able to host a regional. And again, they're 14th in the RPI. So if you're hanging out in 17, 18, 19 RPI, that looks really good for your chances. And Arkansas's 18th RPI, it would probably move up a spot or two, depending on what some other teams do. But by going on the road and winning against Texas A&M, it would move up. My guess all year has been that the SEC is going to get four teams to host a regional. That's typically kind of the threshold that you see the NCAA give a conference. You don't see a conference usually get more than four, but you'll see the SEC, ACC get four on a lot of years. And I think probably right now Arkansas and Mississippi State would be in line for that fourth regional. Again, Mississippi State plays LSU this weekend. Mississippi State just got upset, though, over the weekend by Georgia. That was probably one of the two or three biggest upsets in the league this year. Georgia's not a real good team. They're kind of down at the bottom of the SEC East. They may still be at the bottom. I'm not sure. But I think it probably comes down to Arkansas and Mississippi State for that fourth SEC regional, assuming that four SEC teams get to host.
Arkansas is on the road. Mississippi State will be hosting LSU. Just another thing to consider as you look at these two really important series, as Matt lays it out, and I think really well for us. Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com, with us talking Arkansas baseball. How good is this team? You've been watching them all year. They really put up some good numbers, particularly early on. They lost a couple of series. As the league plays out, you know, things kind of get fleshed out. How do you think Arkansas has kind of shown up and landed here when we evaluate who the best teams in this league are?
I think it's a really good team. And it's a team that has taken care of business against the teams that they were expected to beat. Tennessee, obviously, they split that series because they didn't get to play the third game. But, you know, who's to say that they wouldn't have won the series had they were able to get the third game in? And the series losses that they have to Auburn, to Ole Miss, to LSU are, you know, they're not bad series losses. I know that there were some bad losses in there, whether it be the 13-run loss to Auburn on Friday night or letting LSU off the hook from being down 7 in the 7th inning on that Saturday night. But overall, the series losses are not bad because those three teams are, if they're not in the NCAA regionals, they're right there in the discussion to be in the NCAA regionals. Something to keep in mind, though, they're 37 and 14. That's Arkansas, 37 and 14 right now. the team that went to the College World Series 2 years ago only won 40 games. And so they could potentially be at 40 wins if they were to sweep Texas A&M this weekend. Now, that's unlikely, but that would match the win total of the team that went to the College World Series. I've been covering the team for at least 10 years now, and I can't remember a team that won 40 games during the regular season. Maybe I'm forgetting one, but you know, typically the best teams in the regular season have 36, 37 wins somewhere in there. And this team, with a series win at Texas A&M, would have 39, and they would have 40 with a sweep.
What is their potential issue when they're not playing well? Is it pitching overall?
It's a combination. You know, the pitching is easy to look at, especially the back end, the bullpen, and then on Sundays, a lot of times they just don't really have the pitchers to go out and get them a lot of innings. Now, that was not the case against Vanderbilt yesterday, because Dominic Tacchellini had not pitched in a month. They had him. He was fresh. He looked good. He threw 4 2/3 innings. The only run he gave up was a solo home run to lead off the second inning. Jake Reindl came out of the bullpen. He pitched really well, 4 1/3 scoreless innings. They got them out of a jam in one pitch, kind of at the crucial moment in the game. Arkansas was up 3-1, runners on the corners, one pitch, and Reindl gets out of the jam, and then the game really wasn't in doubt. From that point on, there have been some nights where the offense has not shown up. I think that anybody could tell you that this team relies heavily on the home run. Yesterday, they scored 7 runs. They had 3 home runs, and I think the home runs probably accounted for 5 of their 7 runs. It accounted for 3 of their runs on Friday night when they won 4-3. There have been a lot of games this year where they wouldn't have scored had it not been for a home run. So maybe they're a little bit too reliant on the home run. But for the most part, I think that on the night that the offense hasn't done well, the pitching has picked up the slack, or vice versa. If the pitching hasn't done well, you think back to early in the season, Louisiana Tech, they gave up 10 runs over the first 3 innings. The offense came alive, and they came back, and they won that game. And so I think it's a pretty complete team in that regard, in that they've got the pitching that can keep them in most games, and they've got the offense that can keep them in most games.
So going back to the postseason projection, at least where you see it right now, you've got them kind of as a bubble team, right, hosting a regional. Like it will come down to this last series. Does that then roll in potentially, and now we're really getting ahead, to the SEC tournament where something might end up being decided there as far as a regional goes, or do you think that's pretty much decided going into the conference tournament?
Again, I think it's Arkansas and Mississippi State are the two teams that are probably duking it out for that last SEC regional spot. And again, that's assuming that the SEC were to get 4. I think if Arkansas or Mississippi State were to go down to Hoover and maybe make it to the weekend, the semifinal, or even the championship game, I think that might sway the thought process from what happened at the end of the regular season. But I really see it as being who can take care of business in the regular season. And I thought going into this last weekend against Vanderbilt that if Arkansas won both of its series over Vanderbilt and Texas A&M, that it would probably get the upper hand for a regional spot. And I think that belief has only been reinforced on my part by seeing Mississippi State have a bad series loss against Georgia. And like I said earlier, Arkansas hasn't had that bad series loss. And Arkansas swept Mississippi State in the SEC opener back in March. And so I would say Arkansas probably has the upper hand going into the tournament. But, of course, you know, if Mississippi State were to go down there and win it, or if they were to have a great weekend this weekend against LSU, that could change things as well. And Arkansas's got to be able to beat Texas A&M on the road.
He's Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com. Always great having you on the show. It's been too long, man. Thanks for being on today. And it's a great look at where Arkansas baseball is. Appreciate the time, Matt. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
All right, man. Take care. Matt Jones on the First Security Bank Hotline. Pretty good look at what Arkansas's got in front of it. They're in a good position, but as always, you got to go win. You win, probably hosting a regional. Been all the way back to 2010 to find Arkansas hosting a regional. It's Reaction Monday. Yes, they had a super in a more recent year, but not the actual regional. 877-447-4040. It's a bigger tournament when you get the regional. You get 5 teams in here instead of the one team in a 3-game series like you do in the super regional.